Now, shocking though this is, we're only 10 days out from Christmas. 10 days? What happened this year? Where did the time go? I think the older we get, the more shocking the rapid passage of time becomes. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Centuries before the birth of Jesus in that smelly stable in Bethlehem, God's chosen people Israel were behaving badly yet again. They fluctuated from honouring God to worshipping idols, forgetting who'd brought them out of their slavery in Egypt. Indeed, the very name Israel means literally he struggles with God. So throughout the Old Testament, we see them having to live out the consequences of their rebellion. But then, in the midst of it all, God drops in a powerful prophecy, a hope for a future where things would be different. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Then Isaiah said, "Family of David, listen very carefully. Is it not enough that you would test the patience of humans? Will you now test the patience of my God? But the Lord will still show you this sign. The young woman is pregnant and will give birth to a son. She will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." God's pointing here to a future where no longer will he punish his people for their sin, but instead allow the punishment we deserve to fall on the shoulders of Jesus, his only son, who would die to pay for our sin. The virgin will give birth to a son, and she will name him God is with us. Friend, that future has come. It's here, now. Jesus came to set you free. That's why we celebrate Christmas with such great joy. Jesus, he came for you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, God loves you more than words can ever say. He wants to transform your life as he fills you with his joy, his peace. That's why I would so love to send you your fresh devotional message every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a free copy of my latest book, Who is Jesus? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.